Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, on this Friday, Alan, the people, I'm not sure if they want to participate in this, but it's going on at midnight tonight. Witches around the country, this is from Elle magazine, Alan. Witches around the country are calling for a mass spell to be cast on Donald Trump every night of a waning crescent moon until he's driven from office. The spell is not wishing harm on anyone. They're apparently just trying to stop the harm that they feel Trump is doing. So you can join the witches at midnight if you wish.
Well, I don't have any doubt that Trump is doing some real harm. I'm not a big believer in witches and spells, although I think the psychology here is obviously you get something going, which is a form of protest. Look, spells are silliness, but Trump is not silly. And how he got here and what he's doing now is not silly. You see what's going on in Mexico this morning. You have two top U.S. diplomats over there and talking to the Mexicans in purely rational terms and saying we're not going to have a military-like roundup of Mexican immigrants or people who are undocumented in the United States. Both men, including the Secretary of State, are being extraordinarily cautious and correct with the Mexican government. On the other hand, you see quite the opposite, which is Trump sitting at the top talking about rounding people up with military precision. Now, which is it? So this is a pattern which we've been seeing all along, which you and I have been discussing in the mornings, David, which is Trump says something that's incredibly inflammatory, and his people go out and say, no, no, we're keeping NATO, or no, no, we're going to continue our good relationship with Mexico. And in each case, you find it has to be by direction. Trump can't be saying you go do anything you want to do. He's got to be saying you're released to do what you want to do. There's more than a subtle difference here. If they're operating on their own, they wouldn't last long. They have to be doing what Trump is telling them to do, which is to give assurances. That way he keeps his campaign commitments to his base, and they continue to keep the United States on an even keel with Mexico and Europe and the European Union, each of them in their own way, offering those reassurances. It's a fascinating way of doing business.
Let's turn to your column, Alan, this week, the Capital Connection, because you answer a question that we often hear people who are anti-Trump saying, and the question is Trump stupid? And you answer it this way, yes and no.
That's right, David. I think when you do evil things, it's in the long run stupid. But I think that there is a certain, well, genius, or perhaps evil genius, what he is doing. He plays to the base. He makes it clear that he is what he said he was during the election. And as a result, he keeps that base close by. Now, what is interesting is that when you poll Republicans about, for example, his war with the press, you find 91% of Americans who are Republicans agreeing with Trump. So that's an extraordinary number. And that shows that he does have a political genius, evil though it may be, that is working for him. It keeps his base solid. I said that in the former question you just asked. And it allows him to proceed on a plan, a political methodology, which, if you think about it for a second, works because he's president of the United States.
Well, sticking with base for a minute, this headline from the Times this morning, bowing to base, Democrats opt for all-out war with Trump.
Well, I don't think that they really have a choice here. Look, if there's one thing that I see from people, it is that they are frustrated. And they are frustrated so much that they're angry at not only Trump, but they're angry at their own. So Chuck Schumer, who has been really working very hard to make this thing work, is being criticized for being not forceful enough. You see that again and again.
Finally, how about the story that sounds like an opening sequence of a Bond movie, Alan? And that's Kim Jong-nam, who was killed now, according to police, with a nerve agent.
Well, it's enough to scare the hell out of anybody, I'll tell you right now. The fact that somebody can walk up to you and put something on your face and you're dead. We are seeing all kinds of, as you say, Bond moves here. The fact that this guy apparently appealed to his deranged brother to allow him to continue with his life and was not allowed to. The North Korean so-called leader has offed relatives and friends and anybody else who looks the wrong way. This is very reminiscent of the kinds of things that Joe Stalin did with his purges in Russia. So it is a scary thing, but the technology is even scarier than this mentally unbalanced guy. So there must be an awful lot of people around the world who say, uh-oh, I better watch out for people who come up to me in the airport, put their hand on my face.